Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's For Women. You are not 9 to 5 and neither are we. Conveniently open online 365 days per year, 24 hours per day. Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's For Women. Don't live your life on hold with online car insurance that's driven to save you time and money.
Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1.
I have a little problem with my memory because
it's more than a little.
It's the beginning of dementia, Alzheimer's, and all that stuff.
When did you get that news?
When was it?
3 years ago.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
The short term is the problem.
If you tell me something in the morning, by lunchtime, I've forgotten it. Okay. But we're doing everything we can to kind of make it work for as long as we can. You know, she's a great supporter. You know.
When you first hear the word Alzheimer's, it's terrible. You think the absolute worst. But it's not. And if people see people like Brian, who has been an actor since he was 21, and they see him still out there doing their own thing, if they get the diagnosis for it, it's a help.
So that was, of course, the wonderful Brian Murray and Una Crawford O'Brien, who play Renee and Bob in Fair City, respectively, speaking to me back in 2022 in September on Keys to My Life on RTE1. And it was the first time we heard Brian speak openly about his dementia diagnosis. And they're here with me this morning to give me an update on how things are going. Good morning.
Good morning. Hiya, Brandon.
It's so good to see you.
Yeah, it's great.
It's great. I mean, that listening back to that for us was quite a moment. I mean, it was a surprise actually for all of us, but obviously it wasn't a surprise for you. And we just kept going with it. And it was, even though I was there on the day, it was so brave of you both to allow us to show that. And my mother has had her own diagnosis, as you know. And so I think everybody I know is affected in some way by dementia at the moment in my life. So thank you, first of all, for allowing us to be so public about it. How is everything, Una?
Well, first of all, we're delighted to be here and we're delighted to be talking to you because we had such a good time doing that programme at the time. And I remember us talking in the airport about your mum.
Yeah.
And that was very early stages then. So things have progressed quite rapidly, really. That's 2 years ago. And it was the first time we had spoken openly about it. So you were kind of the one that launched us in a way. And it's become more difficult, without a doubt. Brian is fine.
He looked great. Yeah, as always.
He always says he's great because there is a problem with the memory that he forgets that he has Alzheimer's.
Yes, of course.
And so he has nothing wrong with him. So you don't?
No.
Not at all.
Well, let's just keep on that positive spin because I do like your positivity, Brian, as always. It's infectious. But you've just both come off set from Fair City. You've literally just walked across here. So you're both working.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
How was work this morning, Brian?
Oh, lovely. You know, in the last while, it was fantastic. It was even better. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So it's always glorious when you go into the studios and you kind of, you know what you're kind of talking about and what you're doing and how good you are, how bad you are. Do you know what I mean? And when you play the bad guy, that's who I'm playing at the moment, actually, in there.
Oh, well, you're not really the bad guy. You're kind of the Mr. Nice Guy at the moment.
Well,
he's
still a bit, do you know
always
what I mean?
Always a bit iffy.
Yeah, always a bit iffy. Yeah.
And you're acting as well and you're, you know, you're on-screen partnership and off-screen partnership. And are you very much part of facilitating everybody being able to go to work at the moment?
Yes.
And how does that work?
I'm like a lunatic before we leave the house. That's the honest truth. Because it's, you know.
Well, you look great, right? Nobody can see her. She looks like $1 million, let me tell
you. That's the makeup they did in RT this morning.
I put the makeup on her face, you know what I mean?
You're as good. You're on hard.
But it's just making sure that he's out there and ready and why he's ready and his case is ready and his words there, even though he doesn't have to learn the words. He's lucky. I have to learn my words, but he's fed them. I mean, with all the...
Wait, what words are you talking about?
So Brian gets help on set, is that right? How does that work?
With all the bad publicity that RTE has gotten, I can't say enough good things about them because our executive producer, Bridget DeCourcy, organised that he has somebody feeding him the lines.
Wow.
And Dermot is there and he rehearses with Brian. So he picks up Brian's intonations and he's feeding him the lines. And then he also has somebody who makes sure he's on set, making sure that he has his costume changes. So a lot of that pressure is taken off off me. But once we get on the set, I get the pressure back again because there's nothing anybody can do about that.
Okay.
And got a bit ratty with me this morning.
Oh, did you?
Did I this morning?
You did.
Did I?
Because I was to go out behind him, and he, being the gentleman that he is, wanted me to go out in front of him. So these sort of things happen.
And then she started to walk off. Do you know what I mean? It was like, where's she going? is she doing?
But it's been brilliant. It's great. And it's, you know, it's just so great to be back on set. And he was sitting in McCoy's yesterday and he kept saying, this is great. I love this. This is great.
Yeah.
And yet this morning, he had no idea he'd been in there yesterday.
Okay. And you're loving it. You're loving being back at work, Brian. You're enjoying it. Yeah.
Yeah, I love it.
And you're getting the assistance, as Una said, fed in your ears. And that helps greatly.
But the lady is great to be working and living with. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because she's, you know, she's willing to kind of do whatever needs to be done if you can't do it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
So that's always, you know, I'm giving up. Do you know what I mean? I'm giving up all this. Do you know what I mean?
What are you giving up on?
So, how are you, Una?
Now, that's the $90 question, or the $1 million question. I'm more stressed than I was.
Okay.
You know yourself.
Yeah.
When you're living and you know, talking to people with dementia and Alzheimer's, it can be very stressful. And even with support, it's the nitty-gritties that are the difficult part of life. And Brian loves going away on holidays, but when he gets there, he wants to come home again. And so those sort of things are difficult. He can't drive anymore, which is a shame because he loved driving. Mm-hmm. And that has added on me as well, because now I'm the sole runner arounder.
Okay.
And so that can be difficult.
Do you have support?
Yes, more support than I had before. This year has definitely improved. We have someone from the Alzheimer's Society who comes out on a Wednesday morning, and then his family take him out as well. And then we're also part of the Féile Chun Bón. I think I told you about it a couple of years ago. And Adele Carey, and she has two girls who come out to him one morning a week, one on Tuesday, one on Thursday, and they do brain games.
Brilliant.
And he loves that.
I love it.
Yeah, he loves it.
Keeps you alert and alive and, you know, going forward.
Now, he doesn't remember any of the people who come, so I have taken photographs of everybody with him.
Brilliant.
And so the day that Graham comes, there's a photograph of Graham and Brian. Mm-hmm. And he's able to identify them, the same with the girls and, you know. And so that's what we're getting our way around. And every day is different. Every solitary day, because I think I've got a handle on something and it changes.
No, and it's there's no path. Every path is completely unique as well as we learn.
Yes.
I'm trying to get a handle on, are you enjoying still working? You said you are, yeah.
Oh, God, yes.
Loving it.
Oh, God, yeah.
But you live together and you work together. I mean, even in the prime of my youth, living together and working together, Adam, I probably I don't know how well we would have done, right? But you mean you kind of fell in love on set.
Well, we did, you see.
You see, so that's totally normal for you.
Yes, yeah. Like, it wasn't as if, you know, I certainly wasn't looking for love at the time. And, you know, it started off with friendship and we're together all these years later. And
so you met in 2005.
We did, yeah.
Wow.
And you see,
where were we in 2005? Where was the...
In Fair City.
I know, but it was in Fair City.
It was, it was. That was the first time we met.
Yeah.
And Brian, like, it was just wonderful to meet him because he just brought laughter into my life. And it's sad to say, but a lot of that has gone. And I'm being very honest here now. But, you know, we laughed so much. We laughed so much one time that I fell off a chair. I laughed, you know. And so life has changed. It's more serious. I can't really plan ahead because things might change this afternoon or tomorrow. And so, yeah, we're getting there.
You got married on screen.
Yes.
You're not married though.
No.
That's how I answer that question. Absolutely bloody not.
Well, he's had two wives already, is
yes.
he? So.
So there's no chance of that now.
I'm not going to be anybody's third wife.
Not even Henry VIII, no. So do you think, how good is being together during the day at work, and how long do you think you can manage?
Honestly, I don't know. It is, as I said, one day at a time. We have to just take it as it comes. He might decide tomorrow he's not coming in. So, like, it's every day. It's one day at a time. And I'm not going to plan ahead. As long as RTE are willing to employ both of us, we'll be here as long as we can.
Yeah. I mean, and I think as well, in a way, you know, I don't want to use the word carer, but that is what's happening in a way, you know, and your partners, and I can see it in my own family. That's what happens. And but I, in a way, the fact that you can spend all day together, in a way, you kind of have you have a little bit more control.
Yes.
For want of a better word.
Yeah.
So you can manage. Is that a bad perception or a good perception?
No, it's quite accurate, really. But thankfully, do you remember Bob, our dog?
Yes.
Well, Bob gets walked half a dozen times a day sometimes.
Good for Bob.
Yeah. And he has such short little legs.
Bob takes me for a walk.
And you see, I need that 10, 15 minutes as well.
Yeah.
Which is great, because the two of them know where they're going. If Bob is, you know, as I say, he's leading around the place, so it's grand.
And so in some ways, just going to work, do you get a bit of respite when you get to work?
Yes. And when you have your own dressing room, it's way, wee. And yes. And Stephen, who was looking after Brian this week, he looked after and made sure that the costume was changed.
That's brilliant.
Was ready for the next scene, and the wardrobe were great. And so I get a little break when I come in here as well. And this is, for me, it might be madness to other people acting and everything, but it's my sanity. I love it.
Yeah, 100%. And speaking about work, Fair City celebrating 35 years.
Yes, it's fantastic.
Some explosive storylines kicking off in order to commemorate. Can you give us any grains?
Now, Brendan, you should know better.
I know,
I'd have to kill you if I told you. But it's well worth watching.
What an institution Fair City is now.
Yes.
Yeah. And you're loving it still.
Oh, love it. Absolutely love it. Love coming in and meeting the people and the directors. And, you know, you haven't seen a director for a while, and there's a new one coming back from England, and great. So, yeah, that's brilliant. It's great.
So it's Alzheimer's Awareness Month.
Yes.
And I'm doing lots of stuff with my mother. And you obviously want to raise awareness, because people were really struck by how positive you both were about management. Not that a diagnosis is not the end of the world. In fact, an acknowledgement of the diagnosis is kind of taking some sort of ownership and control of it. Do you still feel like that?
Yes, definitely. I mean, it's certainly not the end of the world. It's just a different journey, and it's a mystery tour, one that most of us don't want to be on. But it's a mystery tour, so we're finding our way through it, and we're getting there, and we're enjoying it, aren't we?
Ah, yes.
We still have a good time.
It's not the end of the world. Do you know what I mean? It's just another twist in the world.
In the journey of life.
In the journey of life. Yeah. And, you know, hopefully, and, you know, fingers crossed, there's a lot more of them to come.
Yes.
Because I don't want to be dead by then. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And 2 years ago, I was very bad about asking for support, but now I realise how important it is. And I'd advise anybody who is in my situation to get support, because you need it. You can't do this on your own.
And a good place to start is the Alzheimer's Society of Ireland.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
What kind of supports do you think people need at the start of this journey that they could take from this conversation?
Last week, with Adele Carey, she launched a book in the Royal College of Surgeons, and she had gotten over the year all the people like myself to write down under certain headings how we felt, say, about fear, about loss, about anxiety, anything like this, and she put it into the booklet. So this is a journey, and it's telling people how to go about it. It's not on sale, it's the HSE, and it's telling people It's because when you start off on this journey, it's horrendous, as I said, mm-hmm. in that clip, and you have no idea. It's terrifying. And you're given booklets and telephone numbers and you're sent off and you kind of go, where do I start? How do I begin? So you need to get on. You need to find out. This booklet, when it does get into the public domain, will be fantastic because it's telling you the right ways to go. And I think in the meanwhile, the Alzheimer's Society is there. Get on, find out from them as much as possible. Don't accept leaflets and booklets. Get them to help you. And yeah.
You're inspiring, Una. Una Crawford O'Brien and Brian Murray. We wish you the best. I can't wait to see what twists and tails Fair City takes in the future. Mm-hmm. And thank you so much for joining us this morning. And I'll see you again very soon. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Brenda. Thanks.